Now we begin with Kriya Shema, and I'll give a brief introduction to Kriya Shema. This is obviously something we're familiar with largely, Kriya Shema. We say it every day. There's the pasuk, as we know, says, "Vayu adavarim ha'ele." You know the pasuk, right? And this is the operative words for where we're up to now, which means and in your lying down, shochevet, lie down, in your lying down, shachbacha, uvukumecha, and then you're getting up. And from there is a source that says we say Shema twice a day, once in the morning hours, once the evening hours. Now, what exactly, the details are to follow, but this much is interesting, and actually it's a machlokus amarayim, we'll see later on, whether or not the mitzvah to say Kriya Shema is actually a mitzvah at all, or if it's only a derabanan. How do you like that? It's a machlokus if it's just a derabanan, and the psukim are million on smachta, right, just a scriptural support to a rabbinic idea, which is pretty wild. And of course, the other side of the story is that it's actually the Raisa. The amazing thing is, there are actually, for the joke, two Jews, three opinions. We have a whopping five opinions. It's like mind-boggling on exactly what's the Raisa, if anything at all, when it comes to Kriya Shema. Tosfos learns that, like the Manda Amar holds, it's only Durabanan. It's like pretty earth-shattering. The Shitas Tosfos in Bava Basra, elsewhere, Bava Kama, elsewhere, that Kriya Shema is only a Durabanan. There's the Tosfos Bava Kama on Pezayin.
In the Torah itself.
Well, what they're referring to is the question. Like we're referring to Talmud Torah. Okay? So there is such a shita, but the vast majority, the Rosh, who's one of the big heavyweights in terms of the Shulchan, I don't want to answer now, this is also off topic a bit, but the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber really weights three poskim, three early Rishonim as the heavyweights in Gup Halacha, which is the Rif, the Vafasi, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Asher, and the Rambam. And basically, he pretty much goes best two out of three, really, the Machaber. We'll discuss that maybe another time, Kali Hara, how it works. But in any case, for the Rosh to go like that is pretty heavy duty. And it sounds perhaps the Rosh Shita is only Durabanan, kind of like that. In any case, everyone else says it's derisa. What's derisa? You have four opinions. There are those who say that derisa is just the first pasuk, those six words, Shema Yisrael. That's the sheet of the Sefer Chinuch and the Rajba. Rajba's a heavyweight on the top of the Rishonim. Then there's another sheet, which is that it's the whole first parsha, okay? Which seems to be sheet is Rashi, but also the Sefer Yerayim and the Ben Yonah learn like that. The first parsha, we'll see that more Rashi inside here. The pashas he holds like that, and then there's. But it's probably what I call the normative halacha, and like the majority opinion, is that the first two parshios are midoraisa. That's how we go, okay? First parshios, like you know what they mean. And I don't want to define the words. And then the third parsha is only derabanan. The third parsha is only added because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So remember, Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's all be discussed in the Gemara here. And that, I think, is probably the most... That's normative... Suck. If you want a name attached to that, Pri Chadash is shitas like that. He's one of the Nosakelim, anyways, in the Shulchan Aruch and others. And then you have shitas that hold, which is a little far out, I think, that all three parshios are midoraisa. Okay, so that'll be the Prima Gadim is one of those.
As part of Kriya Shema, or all three midoraisa?
All three parshios, the parshios they hold, you need to say all three to Mechami Mitzvah midoraisa.
Of Kriya Shema.
Yeah. Now, good point. That's actually a good point. We're going to pasken that you need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim at night also, and that'll then become a doraisa, okay? But, as the Shach HaSaria points out, that really is two different time periods. The first two parshios are going to be b'shach b'cha, when you lie down, which we'll define later on as bedtime, whatever that means, bedtime. We'll explore that today. But it's not a din necessarily in night, something else. It's when people are going to sleep, when people are lying in bed. Whereas the nighttime Lila is something else, as we normally say, and therefore the din will be for the third parsha. The parsha is only to be said at night. For this, I'm putting, setting the table for you. We'll see some moving parts as we go on. Now, the critical thing I want to focus on here for this first Mishnah here is this. The pasuk says, "U v'shach b'cha," and in, but the base is sort of a bit of a flexible preposition. In, we'll translate it as ube shach shochev is to lie down, and shach b'cha, you're lying down. Okay, that's the breakdown. So even in English, if I say the words, you have to say it in your lying down, that's a little ambiguous. Does that mean you have to say kriya shma like when you go to lie down, or while you are lying down? In other words, is it time for saying kriya shma bedtime, whatever that means, when people go to lie down, or does it mean when people lie down in their beds, which is really essentially the whole night, roughly speaking? That's a machlokas, and that topic offers Mishnah here. What's pshat in the pasuk b'shach b'cha, and that's the machlokas.
In terms of time, not in terms of position.
Correct. We'll see later on. We're only talking about time right now, exactly. We'll explore the Beis HaMashiach later on, down the way about position. Okay? So,